They do the best cakes. They really do. They even, I've been told, got on the 9 o'clock news last night, and they're giving away free chocolate sweets that have got peppermint inside. I mean, Sage One is the place to come to at the Web Summit, I can tell you, because they even have, they not only give you chocolate, but they give you stress balls, right? So, you know, if you're not hooked by the chocolate, I'm definitely hooked by the stress ball idea. I got two of these guys here from Sage One. You better tell the world what your company does. I leave this here on audio, but you can... lovely to meet you. Go on.
Sure, yeah.
What do you do?
My name is Simon Bellum, Commercial Product Manager with Sage Ireland. And we're here today representing Sage One.
Now, most of the people in my audience haven't a clue what Sage One is. As far as they're concerned, it could be a music company. They just have no idea.
Yeah, so Sage One is a very, very simple business management software suite. And it's all cloud-based, so you can access your accounts and your payroll online anytime. There's you pay a monthly fee, there's 30-day free trials, you can get set up, have a play around, and see if you like it. If that works for you, great, you can pay us, price starts at €12 a month. And once you're up and running and you're happy with it, then, you know, come back to us. If you have any issues, we have 24/7 support, you just give us a call, and we'll talk you through whatever issues you have. The good thing about the product itself, though, is it's built for small businesses, micro business, startups. So it's all written in very simple, plain English. We spoke to 1,000 businesses across the UK and Ireland.
Oh, really? You actually went and spoke to people to find out what they wanted?
Real businesses, and said to them, you know, what are your biggest challenges with your payroll, your account software? And the biggest challenges they had was, I don't understand the terminology, so make it simple for me. So we simplified all the language. It's very easy to use. It's very, very much aimed at an owner-manager who wants to focus on doing their business and not spend the time doing their admin.
So all these startups at the Web Summit, you know, we're surrounded by them. They're more here than anyone could meet, right? They're all legitimate businesses that you guys would provide a service to?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, any small business can use our product. Like I said, we the Sage One product is really for a startup and a small business environment. Everybody from, we have customers that are hairdressers, they're taxi drivers that use cash-based businesses and they use our cashbook product on Sage One. But then up to, you know, much bigger businesses that might do invoices every month and they have a whole list of clients. The product is completely flexible, allows you to do that. And indeed, if you're employing even up to 15 people, you can do your payroll through the product and submit, make all your submissions to your local relevant tax authority, be that HMRC in the UK or Revenue in Ireland. That's all handled automatically by the product.
You're a .ie, sage1.ie, but it, something tells me that I heard of Sage Accounting Software when I lived in the UK.
Yeah, so we're a big multinational company, effectively. Sage has a 30-year heritage in the UK, but we're a global business, so we've got products in the UK, Ireland, the US, Canada, France, Germany, Spain, South Africa, and a variety of other places. And our tradition as a software company has been in accounts and payroll and CRM to some extent. And what we've traditionally been very good at is providing software solutions in a desktop environment. But with Sage One, obviously now we've got an opportunity to leverage a cloud-based product and make that available
for
all
the... So is Sage One new? Is it kind of fairly new itself as a new offering?
As a product, it's been in the market in Ireland. Sage One Accounts has been in the market for 18 months, and Sage One Payroll has been slightly less than a year in the market here. And we're seeing tremendous interest in the product. We allow people to sign up for a free trial. We get lots of feedback from our customers. They tell us what they're interested in. So
look, you've obviously had a PR coup. I mean, who's your PR company?
So we work with a company called Elevate for our PR.
They've done a great job for you. I mean, they got you on the 9 o'clock news last night.
It's the small things. Like I said, we attend a lot of events. We like to get out and meet our customers all the time. We get to speak to real life people face to face. And we find from doing these types of events that, you know, we got to make people come and speak to us. We've got to give them something that draws them in. So if that's mini cupcakes.
Is that why we got cupcakes? I have to tell you, folks, yesterday we had pink cupcakes. Today, and maybe they were here yesterday, there was a lime green and brown, I suppose, cupcakes. And they're small, and they're certainly attracting people.
Oh, sorry, I just want
no,
to.
No, no, you're. Yeah. You're very welcome. I'm just interviewing him about the cupcakes.
Okay, so what flavor is the green one with the yellow?
The green one is mint.
Okay.
And the brown one is chocolate, I believe. I think they might be chocolate mint, some of those colored ones.
And the company's colors, you see, this is very clever because somebody has done this quite cleverly. The color of the cupcake, the mint one, fits in perfectly with the color of Sage One. The one in the Sage One matches. Now that's
somebody who's very very close to the branding has been very very diligent in ensuring that we have everything right.
So which one is the most popular flavor?
So the most popular flavor we've had so far is probably the lemon ones.
Okay. I like the pink ones.
Yeah, the pink ones just don't look quite as pretty, but
I had a pink one yesterday. They were really good.
Yeah.
They're getting.
Tell me,
lots
are many people admitting that they need a stress ball? I mean, you relieve stress as a company. I think you know. I spoke to somebody once and I said, "What do you do?" He said, "I sell people a peace of mind." And I thought that was a great answer. So
I think with the stress ball, it's something we tried at a previous event, and we didn't have enough of them for the number of people at the event. Yesterday we distributed 250 stress balls from our stand area. Just people coming out of interest. People are quite willing to admit that it's a long day, they're tired, they get stressed. One caveat is we've asked people not
to
throw them at anybody.
So. Yeah, no, it's lovely. I think it's... I gave the one I got from you yesterday away to somebody who I thought, you know, was looking a bit stressed. And I'm going to take this one with me.
Do please. And that's what I'm there for. So,
hey, look, you're very good to talk to me. You really are. I mean, you also have a pen here, which you've given me, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And the details of this. You worked for this company for a long time?
No, I'm only with the company since December last year. So I've been, I suppose, working very hard in establishing this product in the market and making sure that we've
got... Is this your baby? Are you kind of like the...
I'm the product manager.
You're the product manager. Oh, great.
So for me, it's important, like I said, get out, meet people who are using the product, meet potential customers, meet people that are in the right target market for the product, and understand their needs, really. And that all goes back into the product. So
I have to ask you one thing. Are you going to put all the small accountancy companies out of business?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we with Sage One, we're targeting companies that they need to get their finances together, but simply. You know, you'll always have need for your accountant at some point in your business. We're all about collaboration. So our Sage One product has an accountant's edition, and we give that free to our accountants. And they can do an online collaboration then with their clients who are on Sage One, and they can give them that peace of mind in areas such as compliance, or even a dig out if they get a bit stuck or they get something a bit wrong. It happens. We've all been there. So it's that peace of mind that we provide as well.
Can I ask you one question that I'd like your help, really?
Sure.
I'm here trying to find out bits of advice that people would give. What advice would you give to an entrepreneur out there, for example, who is trying to build their brand? How should they build their brand? Give me three bits of advice for an entrepreneur on how to build their brand.
Okay, well, I suppose my number one thing really is social media is free. It's a good way of getting out there, but you got to understand your audience. You got to understand what channel you need to be in. Don't try and do everything. You try and stretch yourself across a blog and Facebook and Twitter and Audioboo and everything else. You don't understand them or your audience isn't there, you're wasting your time.
Lovely. Another bit of advice?
A second bit of advice really would be make sure you've got a really, really solid control over your brand. Make sure that you have it registered, you have the correct protection around it. Buy your web domains, even if you know nothing about your online business. Go and speak to somebody who can buy that web domain for you. It's a valuable place, a piece of real estate, and you know what? You'll get traffic to it as soon as you're registered. So, and it's absolutely important to own that.
And remind me again your name. I know it's my head is going.
So I'm Simon Bell. I'm the commercial product manager for Sage One in Ireland.
Simon Bell, thank you ever so much. I'm Paul O'Mahony. I'm from a company called Change Agents. Out of Cork, we do business branding from the inside out. We help companies get their story straight.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great.
Thanks a million for talking.
No problem at all.
I'm very grateful.